This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of PT Talker. Hi, I'm Jeff Worrell, and with me today is Dr. David Taylor. He's an associate professor of physical therapy at the University of Central Arkansas. Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Taylor.
Hi, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. The topic we're going to be talking about today on the show is your study that involved type 2 diabetes and the role of exercise and physical therapy in that. So you were a principal investigator with this study, and can you kind of give our listeners an overview of what you found?
Sure. It was a randomized clinical trial, and there were two groups involved in the study. Of course, both groups had type 2 diabetes. One group received supervised exercise training, and in that group, they were supervised while they completed a resistance anaerobic training program. The other group was a physical therapist counseled group, and what that group did is they performed the same resistance anaerobic training as the supervised exercise group. The only difference was they were counseled over the phone by me as they completed their exercise program.
Right. Now, so we got a group that comes into a gym or a physical therapy type setting, and then another group that is working over the phone. Can you tell me what kind of exercises you were having them do?
Yes. Both groups were completing the same prescribed exercise program according to guidelines by the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Sports Medicine, in agreement with their exercise training guidelines for people with type 2 diabetes. Both groups were performing resistance training with weight training machines, as well as aerobic training on a treadmill.
Okay. And what was the goal?
The goal was to see if a physical therapist could counsel someone over the phone and guide them through an exercise training program and not require direct supervision. Type 2 diabetes is a chronic lifelong disease, and what we wanted to investigate was to see if a patient with type 2 diabetes could receive guidance or counseling by a physical therapist and not be required to come into a clinical type setting on a frequent basis and require direct supervision. We thought that might be important because, again, it's a more chronic lifelong disease, and direct supervision might be problematic for a patient to come into a clinic in terms of time requirements and even cost requirements.
Yeah. Now, I won't keep our listeners guessing any longer. So what was the results of your study?
Yeah, the outcomes we looked at was more physical fitness outcomes. We measured muscular strength outcomes as well as exercise capacity with a treadmill test. And what we found was that both groups improved in muscle strength and exercise capacity, but there was no difference between the groups. So the findings of our study suggest that a physical therapist can counsel someone with type 2 diabetes and guide them through an exercise training program, and that patient not require direct supervision. The gains would be similar, and a physical therapist can now make what you might refer to as an evidence-based decision as to whether or not a patient could benefit from direct supervision in a clinical setting or could benefit from guidance and counseling by a physical therapist.
Now, so in the study, let's go ahead and give some of the stats. The study was actually published. Can you give us who reviewed it and where it was published?
Yeah, the study was published in the journal Physical Therapy in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what are some of the real-world applications? I mean, just sitting here thinking about the industry as a whole, I'm trying to think, well, how, it's obviously still going to take the therapist time, CPT codes being what they are, can a therapist build for this kind of a treatment regimen?
Right. Right now, currently, in terms of improving fitness, which is research shows is a meaningful outcome in patients with type 2 diabetes, in terms of preventing complications associated with type 2 diabetes, most third-party payers will not pay or reimburse a physical therapist for those type of services. So, but we do know from research that exercise training is important in this population. And this is more of a disease population that may have other conditions, other health conditions that may require a physical therapist intervention in terms of guiding them with exercise. So in terms of real-world implications here, I could imagine a physical therapist could guide a patient with type 2 diabetes and maybe charge some type of fee and the patient paid directly for those services out of pocket. Because, again, the concern here is this is more of a lifelong disease, and this is something that a patient could potentially benefit from as they're educated with their exercise program. And there may get to a point to where the patient doesn't need as much guidance as after they've been taught and counseled on how to exercise, and they can become more independent with their exercise program.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was published in 2009, so has anything happened since then? Have you seen the way that your data has been used change? Is it being used in a real-world application? What can you tell since 2009?
Well, I think the field of physical therapy is expanding in the area of health and wellness and prevention. I know of some physical therapy clinics both in a hospital setting and in an outpatient private practice setting are expanding their services in terms of health and wellness programs. So I think our study could be used to guide physical therapists if they want to start a health and wellness program for patients with type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any plans for a follow-up study? Did this study raise any additional questions?
Well, the things that we're investigating now in our lab at here at the University of Central Arkansas, we're looking at dose of exercise and how that might be important for patients with type 2 diabetes. I mentioned previously the different groups who have guidelines for exercise training for patients in this population, and the guidelines are very good, but somewhat broad and have a wide range in terms of exercise training guidelines. So what we're looking at right now is what might be the optimal dose, the intensity, the frequency and duration of exercise training to get optimal outcomes in this patient population. And we're interested in looking at things like physical function changes and glucose changes and as well as physical fitness.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any advice to how someone might be able to, if they wanted more information, where they might go to either find a study or reach you if they had any questions?
Yes, if that they can go to the Physical Therapy Journal website, that's ptjournal.org, if they want to look at the study. And if you go to the journal's website, you can download the study for free and look at the article there. Also, if someone would like to contact me, they, probably the best way would be by email, and my email address is dtaylor@uca.edu.
Okay, perfect. All right, we've had on the line today with us Dr. David Taylor, who is an associate professor of physical therapy at the University of Central Arkansas. Where is the University of Central Arkansas, Doctor?
Conway, Arkansas. That's more the Central Arkansas area.
Okay. All right. I bet the weather's beautiful there today.
Yes, it is quite nice. Yeah, we're having a lovely fall this time of year.
All right. And he's been sharing with us his, you know what, we never said the title of your study, Doctor. What was the official title?
Yes, it's the Impact of Physical Therapist-Directed Exercise Counseling, combined with fitness center exercise training on muscle strength and exercise capacity in patients with type 2 diabetes. So randomized clinical trial, quite a lengthy title there.
There was no way I was going to be able to do that on my own. Okay, well, Jim, thank you for joining us today on PT Talker, being our expert.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I want to remind everyone out there that it is free to subscribe to PT Talker, a service that Advantage Medical brings to its clients each and every week. A new expert with something, some information, some tidbit of information that will help you to be a better physical therapist, we hope. You can go to www.pttalker.com to subscribe for free or listen to previous episodes or all archived on iTunes. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.